Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
So today we are doing a quickie on time management. Although there's no such thing, Coxie, as time management.
Should we set a time limit to our quickie? So we're working hard.
Throwing down the challenge.
I am. We've got to work to our own timeline. Let's do it.
15 minutes or less.
Oh, gosh, you're generous. Okay, let's go. Ready, set. I tell you what, I've got to give you some credit. You've gone straight into the episode. Well done for you. You promised you would to our listeners a couple of weeks ago, and look at you go.
It's the new me, Coxie. So most people have a problem with time. Quick little bit of context. There is no such thing as time management. You can't manage time. You can only manage yourself and improve your practices and disciplines around how you use time. Everyone's got the same amount. As you know, you've heard it all before. So Coxie and I have put together our own, or each of our own, top three on time management.
This is a bit like our how-to. We often get stuck on, you know, we might say to someone, you need to manage yourself within your time.
Yes. And
they're like, well, how do I do that? So now we're going to give you the tips. We'll teach you how to do it.
So I'm going to roll out, Coxie, with number one is actually have a weekly plan.
It's not one that a lot of people what I'm doing all week long?
Yeah, it's not one that a lot of people think about. And yet you kind of have a weekly plan anyway as a trade business owner. You know which jobs you need to get to.
Yep.
And there's particular appointments and stuff you need to keep. Now, whether you keep those in a diary or in your head or whatever, you're sort of running to a plan now. What I'm saying is put it on paper. Think about it beforehand, whether that's Friday afternoon, a Sunday night, heaven forbid, a Monday morning, probably left it a bit late, and actually plan out your next week before you get to next week.
Love it.
Done.
Open the account. Look at you go. My favorite is a daily focus sheet. Oh, my goodness. I bang on about this thing all the time. I've infected Warwick. Now he bangs on about it all the time, but it works. It doesn't matter what you do or how you do it. We all get busy in the busyness of what's going on in our head, and we forget what our focus is for the day. Those critical tasks that we actually need to get done because they're going to move us forward in our business journey rather than getting bogged down in the squiggly lines that are going on in our head and all that stress and pressure. So in the trade desk, as all of our trade desk members know, because I tell them every week, there is something called a daily focus journal. Now, there are many versions of this available around the place. We've just created and crafted one that we think works best for trade business owners. In fact, we've given you two choices. There's two different styles. But just a way to maintain your focus. Now, you might do that in a list form. You might not want a fancy sheet that you print off from the website. You might want to just jot it down in your diary, on your phone notes, or something similar to keep you accountable to those really critical things that you need to do in your trade business to keep you moving forward. That's two. Done.
So we've got weekly plan number one. Two is a daily focus sheet or journal, written down, both of these things. Three, I'm going to jump in with the diary or calendar. Now, I am a big proponent, a big fan of an electronic calendar. And there's a reason for that. And that is because it's easier to share with other people. It's really hard to share the diary that's on the front seat of the ute or the van with everybody else without snapping a picture and texting it through. It's largely inefficient. And an electronic calendar, although it's going to flip your lid a bit to set it up if you're not used to it and you're going to get frustrated and angry and confused, ultimately, it's an awesome thing, isn't it, Coxie?
I have embraced your digital calendar. I am proud to say that I refer to it more frequently than my diary, although I do keep a diary as well.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I have to-do lists on paper and I have electronic ones. We have project management software that we use here at Tradies in Business with our team because they're located all around the place. And there is really no replacement for a coordinated online calendar, particularly in this day and age. Now, that might happen in something like Google Calendar or iCal or Outlook, or it might happen within a job management system if you're using something like Fergus or ServiceMate or Tradify or Score or any of the others that are floating around out there. Lots of them have calendar systems built into them that you can schedule jobs into, and your team members, if you have them, can see that calendar on their devices on site. So everybody's on the same page, literally. Such a key one. And honestly, it's made such a big difference to so many trade businesses just to get comfortable and good at using that online calendar.
You've kind of led into number four. So I should let you run with number four.
Fancy that. So number four can be getting your team on board with your calendar and job management system. It makes sense if you're going to run a digital calendar, an online calendar, a job management software calendar, that you get everybody else doing the same thing. It helps them actually know what they're supposed to be doing and when, so they can plan their week better and you're not left actually micromanaging everybody to make sure the right people turn up at the right places at the right time. So you can start to teach them to take responsibility for their own calendar management as well.
Wasting time micromanaging is not good for you or your business, and it won't help you. So allow your team members to have a calendar, and then you can do number five. Are you ready? It's a time audit. I've suggested this three times this week, and I've got tradies rolling their eyes at me like, Nicole, why do I have to do this? Because we don't consciously understand where our time goes in a day. Before we know it, we've sat down for Smoko and spent an extra 20 minutes scrolling through Facebook because we needed a brain break. Well, that's fine, but let's understand where that time goes. So my challenge to you is to set yourself up with a time audit. Now, if you're on the tools, I suggest every time there's a natural break in what you're doing on the tools, you take quick note on your phone or in your diary or on the wall, if the plaster's in, of what it was that you were doing for the time previous to that. And you do that every time there's a natural break if you're on the tools. So if you're on Smoko, be honest about what you did on Smoko. You spent 10 minutes eating and chin wagging. You spent another 20 minutes playing on your phone. Let's get really honest and critical about what it is that we're doing. Now, if we're working off the tools or we're spending more time moving around the various job sites or in the office, then I actually want you to do it every hour. I want you to set an alarm on your phone every hour to stop, pause. It'll only take you a couple of minutes and write down the task that you just completed in the previous hour, because you will be really surprised at the end of your time audit. And you should do it over the period of a week, just 1 week. Do it once a quarter. It will remind you consciously to be more careful about what you do with the time that you have in a day, because I fall victim to it all the time. I can spend hours scrolling social media because I got distracted while I was answering someone's question. What a waste of my time. It doesn't help you in your business, and you will find all the time sucks that you have in your business. So that's number five. I'm going to leave number six for you, Warwick. Look at this go.
Thanks, Coxie. We're going to bring it on home. So number six is actually a bit of a sneaky one, and it's an easy bonus way to get back, for some business owners, hours every week. Like, I'm talking 3, 4, 5 hours a week you can recover to reinvest elsewhere, and it is to simply set a time limit for meetings. Now, what am I talking about with meetings, listeners? I'm talking about site visits with prospective clients, presenting quotes, meetings with staff, site visits, like site inductions or pre-starts or toolbox talks. Set a time for it. Decide in advance that our toolbox meeting every day is going to be 20 minutes or less. Kind of like what we've done with this episode, gang. We set a target, and Coxie and I are both sitting here. I can see Coxie's eyes checking the time, and I'm doing the same. It's like, we're going to bring this in under 15 minutes. As soon as you put a peg in the ground, you can actually aim for it. If you're going to present a proposal to a client, tell them in advance, so I've allowed 60 minutes for this. It usually takes around 45, but we allow 60 minutes just in case you've got some extra questions at the end. I'll run you through the proposal, and then we'll be able to make a decision. How does that fit with you guys? They now feel good because they can plan to put the veggies on and have them ready for an hour and a half's time after you bugger off out of the door, and they can chat about whether they're going to go ahead with you or not. For your team members, they have certainty about how long you're going to waste their time on site doing a pre-start meeting. But if you just simply put a time limit on those meetings, not let things drag on, I've seen business owners get back more than a day a week in all of that unnecessary fluff time.
It's a great way to bring this home. Look at us go. I'm so proud of us. We've delivered on time. But not only have we delivered on time, we've
and
given
on
you
budget.
really great tips. It's our first how-to. I suppose they're all a bit how-to, all our episodes, but we wanted to bring you something a little bit different, some more direct how-to. Look, here's your quick, hard, fast rules around getting some time back in your week. And I think we've really pulled it out of the bag, Warwick. I'm a bit impressed with us.
Not bad for a first one. Now, if you've got any challenges implementing those six or you can't remember what they are, just scrub back to the start of the episode, of course. Don't be lazy. And the other thing you could do is jump into the group. The Tradies in Business group on Facebook is free. And there are a couple thousand trade business owners in there, all doing awesome stuff, all at various levels. Many of them are our premium members. If you're interested in that, go to the website, check out all the ways you can work with us. If you're actually ready to get started and make change, we are here waiting to have a chat to you. We've got a myriad of ways that you can do that. And as I look at the clock, I'm going to say, have a fantastic day, whatever stage of it you are at. And just think about those six things you can do to manage your time a bit more effectively.
Thanks for listening.
Hooroo.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesinbusiness.com.au.